Okay, it's 5:39, October 12th, 2012. This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. We're streaming live, and this is a special meeting of the Audit Committee to consider the process of selecting an auditor from the proposals. I guess the first order of business is to set up an agenda.
Roll call?
Yeah, roll call.
I'm sorry. Jane, you want to do the roll call?
Sure. Akio Tanaka?
Yep.
Laura Privis? Margie Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Carolyn Burden? John
Carolyn,
Brinkley?
Excuse me. Carolyn requested an excused absence.
John Brinkley? Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred Klinder? Nancy Henschel? Nancy Sabara-Narutomi?
Present.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Jane Gatewood is present. We have six members present out of 12. We don't have a quorum.
Thomas Rainey didn't call me, Jane.
Thomas, I'm so sorry. How are you doing, Thomas? Thomas
I'm
Rainey.
Fine, thank you.
Present. We have seven. We have a quorum. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Okay. First order of business is to set up an agenda for the meeting.
You want to see this one, Fred?
Well, I think the general, I thought the general business of this meeting was be a discussion of the process of winnowing down the proposals that we've received so far for auditor.
Right.
And I don't have any motions for tonight. That's up to the body. And then I propose that we go into executive session sometime after 9 o'clock or so, and we can then discuss proprietary business and those things we can't discuss in the open stream.
Okay.
So do we want to have an
So I propose that we have one item on the open agenda.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is that does anybody have any additions to the agenda?
No. Yep.
This is Jane for clarity. We'll just discuss the process for selecting a firm during open session, and then we'll move into executive session.
This is Fred Klunder. Sorry for being late.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi there.
Hello.
No.
So, Fred, this is Jane. So we'll just go ahead and discuss the process for selecting the audit firm in open session, and then once we're done with that topic, move into closed session. Is that correct?
That sounds fine to me. The only other point I can think about is there any need to discuss the cleaning up of the membership roles for this committee? It looks like we may have a couple of extra members.
I could report on that. I guess the other thing is, too, next meeting date, maybe?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jane, this is Nancy. Fred, this is Nancy. Jane, did you get some word from KPFT's Robert Mark, chair? Did you get any word?
Yes, he wrote that he had resigned.
No, about Nancy Henschel.
What about her?
Oh, so he didn't say anything about... Okay, all right.
What's the status of Nancy Henschel?
Well, she's never attended, and I asked Robert to please confirm with her whether she was going to resign or show up or what, and... Okay, That's okay. I'll have to think of some other way to get an answer here.
I'm sorry. I might have dropped the ball on that. So I can look into it after the call.
Jane, you want to give us a report? So do we want to put a report on the membership list at the beginning of the agenda?
Okay.
And then we'll
and
proceed.
And then setting the next meeting date?
Yes. And then the third item will be a general discussion of the process of going over the proposals and selecting an auditor.
Okay, so we currently have full representation, as in one director and two non-directors from KPFA and KPFT, although one of the KPFT members is an attendance issue that I'll have to look into after the call. I hadn't focused on that problem. We have one station, WBAI, with one director and one listener representative. Ray LaForest wrote to me to say that he was had to resign for personal reasons, and there was. I heard from Nia that he was withdrawing his resignation, but I wrote twice to him asking if that was true, and he hasn't replied. So at this point, the last I've heard is that he has resigned, and so I let him and the WBAI LSB chair know that they should appoint a replacement for both WPFW and KPFK. We are currently missing director representatives, and I think that Bill Crozier is aware of that, and I don't know if that's been brought up at any PMB meetings or not. So we currently have 12, so we're short three of our potential total.
I got an email about Alvin Alsemy from WPFW joining the committee. I haven't got any confirmation on that.
Oh, okay. Well, when did you get that?
Just 2 days ago.
Okay.
So we'll have to find out about that.
So that's it on the membership. So,
Is there any questions by the members?
Okay, so should we move on to next meeting date?
Yeah, Fred Plunder, if I may, Fred Blair.
Go ahead, Fred.
Confirming the membership for KPFK is deficient in what respect, please?
Director.
Jane?
A director, and that would be the... Should I continue?
Go ahead, Jane.
Deficiency is in the director area. Regular PNB, or rather LSB members, we are complete from KPNB currently.
Right, and so it would be up to the PNB to appoint a director to join us.
Thank you. I believe all of you have seen Lydia Brisson, not to say that she has been chosen. I think she's attending as a in her MB capacity, will be half an hour late.
Well, any director is welcome to listen in. As chair, any director...
What was that?
Listen in. I said as chair, any director is welcome to listen in. The only issue is being voting membership. Okay. Let's move on to the next item, which is setting the next meeting date. Tentatively, I listed on the KPFTX calendar the fourth Tuesday of the month, since that's our normal meeting date. I'm trying to see what I think that's the 20th. I think that's the 23rd. We might want to, I don't know if we want to move, I think we would like to have a meeting in about a week to actually go over, maybe even interview, the top two, auditors, and then vote to select an auditor at that point in time. I don't know if that's feasible, if we can get that together, get it noticed. All I know is that I've been told that the TNB will be finished up with the budgets on, I believe, the 17th of this month. So after that point, if we can select an audit firm by that point in time, the TNB can deal with it.
So wouldn't the 23rd be a good date then?
Well, it's already noticed. So that makes it legal.
This is Jane.
Yes.
For the stack.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jane.
I think it might be a very. My thought is that it might be a very good time because there may be a need for a working group to meet prior to that date, and that could be done less formally. So there may be some legwork. There's probably going to be quite a bit of legwork between tonight and the next time we would be in a position to make any decisions. So the working groups could meet on a less formal schedule, couldn't they?
That sounds feasible. The problem with the 23rd is, well, it's after the 17th, so the normal night that the team directors would be meeting would be on the 25th. But the problem with the 23rd is Carolyn Burden keeps on telling us she can't make she can't make Tuesdays.
Right.
Oh.
And Carolyn
I didn't
is
know
both
that.
And Carolyn is both a director and a member of the committee. So that's been a continuing problem with the fourth Tuesday of the month. Does any our member here tonight have a problem with the 23rd?
Nope.
Hello, this is Margie. I do have a problem with the 23rd. I guess I thought that we had decided that we would not meet on the 23rd because of the conflict for Carolyn. I thought we had agreed not to meet on Tuesdays because of the conflict for Carolyn. So I have an engagement on the 23rd. I can't change at this point, but in general, I could meet on Tuesdays. It just happens that I've already made an appointment for that particular.
The next legal date that we can meet on to maybe even select, an audit firm would be probably the 19th, but that's cutting it pretty close. How's Monday the 22nd?
I'm on the elections committee. I can't do that.
Me too.
I mean, I can. Let's see if I have the calendar here.
I have it in front of me.
Fred Plunder, I can't do the 20. I can't do a Monday. Anything but Monday.
The most likely possibilities. Just from looking at the calendar, would be next Friday, the 19th, or Wednesday, the 24th. The only committee that's meeting is personnel. I don't know if Carolyn's on personnel committee.
Are there problems with anybody? Does anybody have a problem with the 24th?
It's Wednesday, the 24th.
This is Fred Plunder. I've got a two-day committee meeting in San Francisco, the 23rd and the 24th. Depending on my flight, I can hook up my phone there as well as in Los Angeles, I suppose.
Well,
I'd prefer not, but if I can get a flight out after, what time does our conversations would terminate, 8 or 8:30? So don't hold back for me, but I would want an excused absence if that's what we need to do. And if my flight arrangements are just impossible, I'll do my best to sit in the airport there until the meeting is over, but I have to have someone check on the times of departure from Oakland.
So, Fred?
Aki, go ahead.
You know, looking at the two-week survey that we made, you know, that everybody responded to, Friday still seems like a good date, you know, the 19th, and still be legal.
The only thing I see on the calendar for Friday is there's the CFO and ED search committee has a meeting every Friday. But those people, you know, that committee doesn't interfere with us as far as I know.
Right.
Are there, this is Nancy. Are there any of the members on the line now that are in that committee, the ED CFO search?
I'm looking at the list right now. It's Ken Aaron, Ivan Alsame, Teresa Allen, Nia Mbediako, Lydia Brazon, Bill Crozier, Effian Juan Gaza, and Alex Steinberg. That's the ED CFO search committee.
Oh, okay.
It seems
Nancy.
Like... go ahead, Nancy. You go
yeah,
speak.
24th. Yeah, 24th. I have a Green Party event that I really would like to go to.
Well, we lose two important members if we try and meet on the 23rd. We lose Carolyn and we'll lose Margie. Margie, you say you can you make the 19th?
I have a dinner party. I'm invited to a dinner party that night. Let me see. I'll let you know. I'll see if I can rearrange it. And otherwise, I would have an excused absence. It's for somebody who's me in from out of town, but let me see. I'll work on it and try and be available on the 15th, okay?
But I think the 24th may be better for more people. I've noticed
what is
Wesley...
Wednesday.
The only...
That's
pardon.
Fine. I'm sorry.
Wednesday the 24th, the only committee currently scheduled is personnel. Wesley, you're on that committee. Would that... It looks like you're the only member of this committee that is on personnel committee. With that,
I have a conflict with that day, so also with besides the personnel committee.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like a toss up. But
hello.
The 19th looks. The only apparent member that couldn't join us would be Ivan, who hasn't joined us yet anyway.
Oh.
Let's go for Friday.
Yeah, I move Friday.
Okay. Is there any objections to Friday the 19th?
None.
It's by acclamation by those present. So let's. I'll set it. I'll enable it for the 19th, and. I'll put it on the calendar for the 19th, and I'll remove the 23rd, and I will add an executive session to that meeting, and we'll just have to work extra hard on winnowing down the proposals. Fred Klunder, did you receive the? Are you on the mailing list? Did you receive the proposals?
I believe I received five of them from you, Fred. Thank you. Is that the total number?
Yes, so far that's the total number.
Thank you.
There are five? Oops.
There are five now, Aki.
Okay.
Aki, I'm sorry. Okay, are we finished with setting the date? Well, then we move on to a discussion of the process for selecting a audit firm.
Fred, I'm going to go ahead and put in the main committee meeting on the 19th right now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm logged in.
Could you also add a executive session to that?
Okay. So we now move into executive session to, oh no, we're discussing the process, sorry.
So far we're in open session. People, please be reminded that we can't talk about personalities or proprietary information in open session. We can just talk about the general process. Okay. By the way, Fred, did everybody get a copy of the spreadsheet that I sent out this afternoon? I sent out a second copy with more information and entered into it.
Yeah, this is Fred Plunder. I have it. Thank you.
Has everybody tried to at least open the spreadsheet so that they can read it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. I've just put the basic information in there so far, and if people, as people read over the proposals, if you can add your own, you know, thoughts and comments into the spreadsheet and then send it back to me, I can add it to the into the master copy for everybody to use. Unfortunately, there's no way for us to share access to one copy, so somebody has to keep a master copy for the group.
Well, Fred, you're the man.
Okay. Okay. I suppose this section of the this should be a general discussion of the process. Last year, when I was on the audit committee, we didn't have to go through much of a selection process because we only had two auditors that had both done audits for us. We had an executive session meeting where we interviewed separately each of those auditors, and then afterwards when both auditors were off the phone line, we had a general discussion about them and we voted. And actually, that's how we selected the auditor for 2011. Basically, the body made the decision. Every member of the committee was allowed to ask the auditors questions, and it didn't take that long. It seems to be we interviewed each auditor for about 30 minutes. And then we had about a 20-minute discussion, and we voted. And I don't know. I guess the all that has to be reported out of an executive session like that is who was actually selected as auditor. So that was a pretty. I think we could probably do the same thing this year, except that we have five proposals. So I think we need to, I don't think we can do five interviews, you know, in one evening. I think we need to maybe pick, you know, the top two or three of those auditors for actual interviews. And of course, there's the question, can they actually make the conference call? One week short period of time. So I'm opening this discussion up to the floor. People, you want to be on the stack? You want to have anything to say?
Nancy, I see on this spreadsheet there's like 12 companies, right?
Yes, but we only sent out 10 RFPs, and we've gotten back five proposals at this point in time. We might get another one, but I need to talk to the firms that didn't respond. But if they didn't respond by this time, it's likely they're not going to respond.
Now, was there a reason we haven't called PMB? Oh, never mind. sorry.
I was hoping there were going to be more differences in the proposals. I've looked over at least superficially, I've looked over all five proposals, and the fee quotations that were given are all pretty close. But of course, the fees that they're being quoted to us are really all guesstimates. Because the final fees that will be charged will be based on billable hours and travel expenses.
This is Aki. By the way, the fees are pretty consistent with the past fees over the last at least going back to 10 years. It's pretty consistent. Pretty consistent.
That's true. I've noticed the partner fees are about $200, maybe $250. CPA fees are, I think, $150 or so. But, the guesstimate is based on the total number of hours. And there are some differences. Like the RFP that I sent out didn't request an audit of the employee retirement plan, and but the fifth auditor I talked to today, and I asked him to put that in, so he did give us the quote to audit the employee pension plan. But I need to probably email the other four audit firms and tell them that they need to to modify their proposal to include the employee pension plan. Anybody would like to speak at this point?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I have a question. Is there on the last column on the right? That's the referral, right? That's how we were suggested these names, right? And not everybody.
Right, I think so. Let me open it. I don't have the sheet opened up at this point.
La Pena, and then KQED, and then KALW, and then National Association of Community Broadcasters. Then there's like 1, 2, 3, I guess the rest, that's only 1, 2, 3, 4, only four. Well, that's nice. I'm interested in who is recommending them, but at the same time, how do we find out bad things? Do we do dog pile? And what do I write down? Complaints against such and such? Or
I'm sure. Hello. We have a lot of noise on the line.
This is Lydia.
Oh, hi, Lydia.
Hello,
hi.
Lydia.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, we're having a general Lydia, we're having a general discussion of the process for selecting an audit firm.
Oh, okay.
You guys, I'm going to hang up and call back in. My internet connection is not good, and I wonder if my internet phone might be adding to the noise level. I'll call right back in on my regular line, okay?
Okay. I'm assuming that's Jane Gatewood.
All right.
We still have this noise. If somebody have their speakerphone on, please take it off.
Yeah, if somebody has a speakerphone, please mute. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, good. Thank you. Whoever did it, thank you.
Yes, yeah, so that
but
was
Jane
driving
thought
us
it was
up.
Her. Yeah.
Hello. Is that Jane? Well, we'll hear Jane when it beeps again. Yeah, it's much better. The sound is much better now. So of the five proposals we've gotten, four of those do not include the employee, pension plan audit, which is normally included in our audits. So I noticed that the auditor, the fifth auditor, which was Arminio McKinnon. If people are looking at their spreadsheet, Arminio McKinnon LLP sent us the proposal today, and they quoted us $8,500 for the pension plan audit. So only one firm is actually requesting a retainer. So I'm assuming the other firms are not requesting retainers. But if you notice, I put a total cost column in the spreadsheet, and they're all they're all pretty close. One firm is significantly less. They're $5,600, but they may not be quoting us for the pension plan and for the for doing our taxes. So I'm going to try and contact those four firms and try to get them to give us a amended proposal. Is that all right with people?
Okay.
Sure.
Fred, this is Nancy. What did you say? The last explanation you said they do not include
The employee pension plan.
Oh, well,
only
yes.
One, you'll notice that the on line 11, the firm on line 11 is there in the bid has three numbers, and the middle number, $8,500, is for the pension plan audit. So I think the other firms may just not have considered that, and I think I should that was not explicitly posed in the RFP that I sent out. So I'm going to send them an amended RFP and see if I can get them to include that in their bid.
This is Jane back.
All right, Jane's back.
Okay, Jane, you want to speak?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that as we go through the proposals, there probably will be specific questions for each of them, and so in all likelihood, there's going to need to be a letter sent to each company, with some additional questions that we need clarified.
Okay. You may have been off the line. I was explaining the process that we used last year, and that was since we only had two firms, we had a conference call, an executive session, where we interviewed separately each of the auditors. Separately, we interviewed them one at a time with the other auditor off the line, and each member of the committee was able to ask individual questions. That took about a half hour, and then after that, in executive session, we had a discussion for about 20 minutes, and then we voted which firm to select. Well, I think it's more complicated this year since we have five proposals. We probably need to winnow that down to maybe two, and then maybe have me call and ask those two firms to come on our conference call and be interviewed by us. What do people think about that?
Okay with me.
Sounds fine.
Who's?
I'm okay, Thomas Rainey. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, this is Nancy. I think we should try to willow it down because of the time it takes to interview each so many.
For sure.
But on the last committee meeting 2 weeks ago, what I wanted to go over is looking at these proposals, these firms are very, very similar. I think Nancy was mentioning the spreadsheet where in the comments section. A couple of these firms have actually done I have the call letters for a couple two of these firms. I think it's firm 6 and 7 have actually done audits for radio stations. Unfortunately, audit firm 6 hasn't given us a proposal and probably won't. So for those people in San Francisco, they did the audit for KQED.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm not sure, you know, how many of these firms are actually really familiar with the CPB auditing rules. That's they can probably, they're good firms, they can probably pick that up pretty fast, but I'd hate to have them do that at our expense. I'm sorry?
Do you know how complicated the CPB requirements are?
Honestly, I can't, I'm not a financial specialist. I can't say. I know that we have to refer to our lawyers to follow their rules. And I can go into that in more detail in the executive session. There are things I can't say here in open session about that.
Okay.
So it's... does anybody else want to speak at this point about the general process?
Can I speak?
Go ahead, Aki.
You said that you wanted to have a working group to help winnow it down?
Well, I think, there's plenty of work here. It's not easy going over these. I think Nancy asked me, I think it was Nancy that asked about, finding out dirt on auditors. I think there's a state website, maybe the Attorney General's website, where you can enter in the firm's credential number and see if there's, if there's been any black marks against them or, any lawsuits or anything of that nature. It's like when you hire a contractor. I think these are professional firms, and they all have, registration numbers. You can go. There's got to be a site you can go to and see.
Lavarne Williams on the call.
No, hi, Lavarne.
Welcome, Lavarne.
Hi. I wasn't sure whether I was invited or if this was just a notification. So I can spend maybe at the most 15 to 20 minutes. So let me know what you need me to do or any information.
We're having right now we're in open session. We're having a general discussion of the process evaluating audit firms. At this point, we have five proposals out of 10 RFPs that I've sent out. By the way, Laverne, I'm Fred Blair, and I'm the chair of the committee.
Okay, Fred, my name is Lavarne, and thanks for taking on this responsibility.
Well, somebody had to. It's not easy. I don't know what you can, you have more, Lavarne, you have more experience with dealing with auditors.
Can I say a couple of things and then I can get off the call because I got the notice and I just wanted to help as much as I could, but I can't stay on the call. Can I just say a couple of things?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so I've had calls from some of the auditors, and in fact, I was just returning a call tonight. That's why I called into the committee. And of course, I didn't reach the person because we've been kind of busy today. And my concern is that we should have someone local, that the CPB, they have a requirement in there that if your auditor, you had an auditor and it resulted in any, like, penalties due to, submission of reports, particularly AFRs to CPB, then you should consider not having that auditor. And we have a penalty of about $133,000 that we'll have to pay over 3 years because the AFRs did not speak correctly for Pacifica Foundation with our last auditor. So just want to let you know that, and I'll try to find the form and send it to the audit committee to show where CPB actually states that. I believe I've sent that to the PNB. The other thing, again, is that we need someone local, someone in the Bay Area, so if that's what I mean by local, Bay Area, San Joaquin, the Valley. And, we really would like to, you make the decision with, I'd like to talk to them to kind of get a feel for, their experience with not-for-profits, you know, what size of the clients, what the size is, that we have some unique issues with, you know, our relationships in the past and about exactly how they conduct business, because the big issue is, like, in terms of year-end adjustments, you know, how are those handled, and that we are certain that, you know, year-end adjustments are, we are allowed to review those and do analysis before they are put in our books or before direction is given to our staff to put that in the books. So those are my concerns. And just, you know, the size of the organizations that they've audited, you know, have they done radio, media, communications, and that's, those are the primary, you know, the responsibility. And also in terms of if they could give, allow us to speak to some of their clients to just to chat about, you know, how they conducted the audit. So those are some of the concerns that I would have.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions for Laverne from the committee members?
This is Jane.
Excuse me again. It's Laverne.
What did I say?
Laverne. Oh, no, you didn't say anything. Fred said Laverne. It's Laverne.
Laverne. I keep on massacring people's names. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, my question is, we had, just before you joined us, we had decided that we scheduled a meeting for next Friday. And I guess at that time we're thinking that we would have, Fred, help me out here. Are we thinking about trying to conduct interviews with some finalists next Friday? I didn't quite understand what we were doing.
We're going to try and form a working group and winnow the five proposals down to maybe to the top two, and then try and see if we can interview those top two next Friday. Does that sound feasible?
I would like to suggest that Laverne should be part of the working group, if she's willing.
If that would be fine, if she has the time.
But you know, my time is, like, you know, we with the new IED, I am just really swamped, and plus it's year end close. But you know, I would really like to help you guys. So if you're at a particular position or questions or something, you know, you have my cell phone number, my Pacifica cell phone number. You can call me, and I can join you. But I can't. I'm just really, really swamped. We're really year in plus, you know, Summer's new as IED. She's also on the East Coast, so she'll be on the East Coast for over a week. So I really can't commit to it, but I will find the time if you call me and you're at a particular sticking point. I would be willing to help.
Great. Laverne, I have a question. I'll send you an email so it's private, but one of the firms that I talked to seemed to have some issues with Pacifica, and I just want to ask you more about that via email. Can I do that tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
If you even recognize the firm. It seems like there's just some firms that you've talked to in the last year that, you know, the problem is institutional memory. I've been calling firms, but I don't know if we have any history with these firms.
Okay.
That's it for me.
All right,
anybody else?
Anything else? Okay, I'll go off the call.
Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, sure. You're welcome. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Laura.
Yeah, this is Jane. One more comment.
Okay, Jane, go ahead. It's your turn.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the fact that that Laverne had indicated an interest in wanting to talk with the firms to get an idea, I guess, to get her own feel for their experience with the different, you know, with nonprofits and media and the size of the group. So perhaps as long as you, Fred, or anybody else on the working group actually walks through the list with her, she, you know, she may not have to call them individually if she feels like you guys are handling the questions sufficiently.
This is Fred Klunder, Fred Blair. Can I get on the stack?
You're on the stack. Go ahead.
Just a point of information. A principal responsibility, I guess, of the auditor is to review the practices and the actions of the CFO. Intuitively, I'm just wondering whether a whole lot of involvement and calls by the CFO to the auditor appropriate.
Yeah. Fred, yeah, your voice is breaking up very badly. We're having a hard time understanding you.
Given the fact that the principal job or a key part, well, the auditor is reviewing records and documentation that is in significant part the product of the CFO or records that were kept. With some involvement or oversight of the CFO. So to have the CFO pre-screening or being in a position to pre-screen the influence selection of the auditor strikes me as questionable. I'm not making a statement. I'm kind of asking what the feelings of the members of the committee are in that regard.
This is Margie. I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Okay, Margie,
Laura,
go ahead.
And Laura as well. After Margie, I'd like to be on the stack.
Laura, is Laura Privins present now?
Privins,
I'm
Laura
sorry.
Privins, yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't at the beginning of the call, but I'm here now, yes.
Okay.
Okay, Margie, go ahead and speak.
Thank you.
Okay, your turn.
I'm not sure what the charge of this committee is, but in general, I've served on other nonprofit boards. And in general, no one from management is supposed to have anything to do with the selection of the auditor. It should be this committee's responsibility to select the auditor. That may have to be reviewed by the PMB. I don't know what our rules are. But in fact, I'm sorry, I don't know who just spoke, but the person who just spoke before me, it is totally inappropriate to have certain, especially the CFO involved in the selection of an auditor. It absolutely doesn't happen that way. That's not what's supposed to happen. And an audit committee is supposed to be an independent body that selects an auditor. It is true that we need to change auditors this year. I don't know about what LaVarne was talking about the problems with the last audit, but we need to change auditors because it's recommended by people who do this kind of thing that you change auditors every 3 to 5 years, and we've used the previous auditor several times. But anyway, that's just my statement.
Yeah, Margie, that was Fred Klunder asking the question, and I'm inclined to think very much like along the lines that you're expressing.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Good to meet you.
Yeah. Okay, before we go on to the next person, this is Fred Blair, the chair. Both of you are absolutely correct that the auditor in the management letter makes comments on management and on the personnel within the financial controls section of the corporation. So there would be a conflict of interest, I believe.
Yes,
you are correct.
Yes.
If management had anything to say about, in selecting the auditor. But, okay, the next person on the stack is Thomas Rainey.
I'm sorry, I thought it was me. I'm Laura.
I'm sorry, your name was on the... go ahead, Laura, I'm sorry.
Right.
I wrote the... you're next, Laura.
Okay, actually, I was just going to be in the same vein as the last two people who spoke. I think it is good, Fred, for you to talk to LaVarne and to run by the... You can run by the names of all the audit firms that we have in front of us and just find out the history, if there's any history in any of those. I think that would be a good idea to talk to LaVarne about that. But as far as having her on the call, I'm on the national board, so Roth Wisdom was our last auditor, and he did have comments about the CFO and her performance. So it similarly makes sense to not have her be a part of this decision. But, of course, she could inform us on what's happened in the past. That's all.
Anybody else would like to speak on these points? It's time now. Would people like to go into executive session at this point so we can talk a little freer about the personnel issues and proprietary material?
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Is it
Thomas?
Okay.
Jane, I move to adjourn.
I second it.
Who's seconding it?
Okay.
Okay. Any objections?